okay? A few years ago, my family and I went to New York for a vacation. I was excited since we were going to visit the Empire State. We were going to visit there for about 3 days. I was only 8 years old when we were going. I remember being super excited since I heard many things about New York. We left around 9 a.m. and drove about 8 hours from Pittsburgh to New York. It was quite a long and boring drive. We arrived around 5 p.m. New York has a ton of terrible traffic, so we got stuck in traffic for about an hour since we arrived on Friday. We got lost many times since our GPS didn't get signal for some reason, so we had to rely on the map we had. Sure, using maps are a bit outdated, but at least it's something you could have for backup just in case of anything. When we finally got out of traffic, we drove to our hotel and checked in. After we got settled in, we drove out to find a restaurant and got some dinner. The next day, we were going to visit the Empire State Building. When we arrived, I was amazed at the style. Since we were visiting on the weekends, we had to wait in line for a while. When we finally got to take a tour inside, and I remember visiting the 86th floor since it was so breathtaking. Since this was our first time here, we decided to pay some extra money to visit the 102nd floor observation deck. We took many pictures since it was a wonderful sight. I learned so many things that day, like that its name is derived from the nickname for New York, the Empire State. Also that it stood as the world's tallest building for nearly 40 years, from its completion in early 1931 until the topping out of the World Trade Center's North Tower in late 1970. I was surprised that it took around 3,400 workers to build. Not everything that happened here was positive. There were many suicide attempts and shootings there. Over the years, more than 30 people have attempted suicide, most successful by jumping from the upper parts of the building. There were two major shootings around the building. One happened in 1997 and another happened in 2012. Visiting the Empire State Building was the only really interesting thing that we did in New York. To be honest, I wasn't really in love with New York as most people were. It was still a great experience, but I think that Pennsylvania suits me better.